Lord, open the gates so your people receive your healing.
Lord, open the gates! Because when your people sing, all of heaven sings, yeah.
L'chaim, thank you, Josh the Jew. We haven't seen him in a while.
Oh, he always does good by me. Thank you.
Thank you, brother love.
Right on.
Good to see you. We saw you, of course, not a few days ago. Yep. Up in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Not the worst place I've ever been, truth to tell.
Loved it. Every fucking minute. Every girl is cute.
Of course you loved it. Everybody was making out with you.
Yeah!
Here's another prayer right before we started. I believe it's from Behemoth. Dear Jesus, please allow us to join in mass gatherings. Mass gatherings where females are plentiful and will kiss me when I am on stage.
It was awesome. What a weekend.
What happened on stage?
It was rock city. Rock star city. It was exactly what you dream about when you're a kid and you're in front of the mirror and you're just like, you know, just fucking one. This is what it was. To get on stage.
Wait, this is, of course, Brother Love. We did a live show on Sunday night that we were talking about forever now. Mm-hmm. And after our live show, Brother Love got on stage and did his thing. So during the show.
It's just from the jump, from the very first note, everybody was up in the front of the stage. And they were all fucking cute girls. And little did I know, their husbands and boyfriends behind them. And it was just everybody sang every lyric to every song, even stuff that we'd never done live before, like Alone or whatever.
Right. How cool is that?
And it was so awesome. Everybody, and I just, this one big titty, who was that? I forget which one that was. She was so good.
I hate to say and offend the other big titty. Right.
No. I mean, it was just the first thing that I saw, and I was like, wow. And I just reached down, and I said, fuck it, man. And I kissed her, and she totally made out with me. And then I got, like, a little ballsy. I'm like, maybe I could do more of this, okay? But let me just check. So I kiss her again to see if I can, you know, have more balls. So I kiss her again, and I'm like, all right, fuck it. This is the greatest thing ever in the world. I mean, I missed fucking lyrics, vocals. I heard the band singing. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. And it was like four women. I mean, like, Rianne, did I kiss you? I mean, it was, and it was so cool. And then, but there, everybody, and afterwards, the guys were like, dude, man, can't believe you kissed my wife, man. But you're Brolo, man. You're the Brolo. That's so cool. Anybody else, I would have fucking. And I'm like, thank you, man. So thank you. And this other dude comes up and goes, yo, Brolo, man, can we take a picture? My wife needs to take a picture with you, and you got to hold her titty. It's cool. I was like, I love this. It's the greatest thing ever. I mean, it was so awesome.
I saw you signing titties.
I signed titties.
Yeah.
One girl bought the T-shirt, and I signed, and then she was a little like, you know, shy, like, anyway, so we signed it, and it got nice. Anyway, I just kept going down to nipple and the whole thing. I signed it, and then I kissed it.
Your name never got so wrong. You're writing like brother. You start writing Brolo, right. Then you realize, wait, that's a long way to get to the nipple. Brother Love in parentheses, Larry Floorman. Right. I've never written that my full name. Right.
And then I kissed her titty, and then there was a girl who had this shirt she made, property of Brolo, and I was like,
wow,
that was so fucking cool. Nobody's ever made a shirt for me like that. That's aww. So cool. And so I signed her titty, and she's like, sign a titty, whatever you want. Grab the titty, sign the titty, and I kissed that too.
Wow. All this stuff is on our forums. There's a whole thread about pictures that from the first day was over 15 pages long. And we had, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, was we broke a record of how many people hit our site.
Isn't that the best?
That's really cool.
I was saying
everyone
before that
is contributing because, you know, everyone has cameras. They all got different angles of everything. Really cool stuff. You have Keith holding a dodgeball looking like evil and about to fling it. Me and Keith about to get, because, you know, at one point, Keith and I, our teams played against each other. So we made sure we were across each other to get that first ball. So you see us like in animal position about to grab it from each other.
That's
really
awesome.
Cool. Everyone grabbed some really good pictures. That's the tattoos so cool. Getting done. All on keithandthegirl.com/forums.
Greatest night ever. And then during the gig, I had already kissed, but, you know, whatever. And then the greatest thing. Dee and DeHoney are making out. It's gone to another level. I kissed a few girls. I feel fucking great. My dick is hard. I'm singing. Everything's awesome. And then I lift my shirt up, actually, and DeHoney, everybody was grabbing like the Brolo belt. You know what I mean? It was like Rockstar City. They were grabbing the belt.
Brolo has a belt in the front of it. What do you call it? The buckle.
The studded buckle.
Brolo.
It's like the kiss sign for me. Right. You know what I mean? I gotta have it. And then
there's a picture of DeHoney and Dee kissing.
They're making out. And then I'm just like, this is just better than I ever expected. So then I ran over and I kissed Dee. Absolutely. So yeah, it was like four or five. It was great.
I can't even keep track.
It was awesome.
It was so rock star.
Except one guy did give me the joke afterwards that like that he wasn't cool. He was like the big dude. Like his girlfriend was really cute. She had that green shirt on. You guys were saying the loud guy. You were talking about he was the guy who comes in and gets a little fucking boisterous, I think.
Well, the first night that we came in, most people were so trash, but he was like extra, extra trash. Yeah. And everyone's watching the video and he comes into a quiet room and goes, "How much is the shirt? Can I buy it now?"
Thank God he wasn't like that the night I kissed his girl.
You know what else?
What's his name?
It is the same guy that
I know.
And he said to me like, we finally get settled in and the DVD starts playing during the DVD screening, "Kate, what is your favorite joke on here? Just tell me that now. I'll buy the DVD. Just tell me that."
What a douchebag.
And Henry goes, "Well, actually, you just missed it." Did I? Yes. The rest of the DVD I didn't give a fuck about.
Right.
But that 2 minutes was gem, but you were yapping. And you missed it.
And he definitely gave me that guy-to-guy, like, kind of making a joke. "Hey, you definitely kissed my girlfriend, right, dude?" Like, whatever. And I was like, hey.
It's a joke. It's not really a joke. But his girlfriend did the joke that's not really a joke back on the forums. I saw this. Like, "Yeah, that was my boyfriend that was all fucked up and yelling at everybody. But I kept fitting him bears, and he left me alone for a little bit."
She was
wink
so cute.
Sign. And it's like, yeah, you're joking, but you're not joking.
She really did keep feeding him beer.
She did. Yeah. She was really cute, man. I mean, every girl there was fucking cute. And that was awesome.
His name's Bill, and he wasn't cool with it, I'm being told.
Oh, yeah, the feedback is saying he wasn't
cool
with it.
Well, I wasn't cool with him yapping at my fucking DVD screening. Yap and hang out with people, but I don't need yelling. "What's your favorite joke? Just give it to me."
Just be happy you got a hot girlfriend while you still have a hot girlfriend.
He's not a bad-looking guy.
Yes,
he is.
They don't live anywhere here, right? He's going to come fucking kick my ass. "Hey, bro, I'll be on stage. A fucking watermelon come hit me in the head."
Laura Castle from D.C. She says she emailed me before and says she couldn't get laid. She's in D.C. and I saw her picture. Exactly. Go to a Brother Love concert. She is very good looking. "So I'm the Desert one that sent you the email. Glad to hear you guys had fun in Canada, but I'm still lonely. Any chances you can hook me up with some guys out there who drink?"
Wow, what's your MySpace?
I don't know.
info@brotherloverocks.com. Please send me a picture and a note, and I'll send you a free record. And we'll set up a rendezvous.
Look
okay?
at that.
Yeah.
What's,
I love
what's your MySpace? I'm sure other Keith and the Girl fans are in D.C.
I appreciate the way Brother Love is playing.
Okay,
it.
Sorry. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. Why are you going to give it to everybody
else?
Why
am I cock blocking?
Yeah,
I'm
right,
sorry.
Exactly. Thanks a lot. I could have had sex.
some things we didn't mention yesterday. Look at that in the camera.
Oh, my God.
Bam!
This is really cool. It's a ring that somebody made for us of the Keith and the Girl logo. So freaking cool. How do you call that?
It's
amazing. Like etched in there.
It's like a college ring, but awesome.
It
means something.
Right. Yeah. It means you're really part of a club. So we're going to talk to him about getting that either in the store or him selling it or something.
Try to watch during the show, if you're watching the camera, how I hold my hand weird. I never wore jewelry before. I was talking to Brother Love, you know, before the show starts, and I realize I'm holding my pinky out or I'm just doing weird shit because it's new, but it's pretty fucking cool. And I got the...
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's from Elliot, by the way. I got Keith and the Girl shot glasses.
It says there's six shot glasses. Yes. One has my logo, my character on it. One has his, and the rest have K. One has K A T G, and then
we got to christen those puppies.
Absolutely. Can you hand me a little bit of juice?
Booze is good for us.
The unfortunately, the A didn't make it through the trip.
Oh no! Serious?
But that's just the joiner. You know, we don't need that one.
That's so freaking cool.
At least it's not like the G or the K.
And I love this.
Excuse me.
I don't know what I'm ever going to use it for. Oh, you don't, Keith? For the ass.
This.
Well, I don't understand what that is. It looks like a paddle. I thought we were supposed to spank each other with it.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a glass bottle that was pressed and says "Who are" on it. With the broken robot head.
Another thing I thought it was one of those slidey things, like you freeze it and then you slide alcohol on it until it gets in your mouth.
Something like that, too.
I thought maybe this holds it.
Oh, man.
It doesn't, but I'll make it.
And you can walk, Hemda can walk around the house. Shot, sir? Like, yes, ma'am. Yes, please.
You know, such a fantasy about our relationship. It's amazing.
Well, I'm there, too, with the shots, getting the shots.
Oh, yeah. I just went to Laura's MySpace. You are hot, idiot.
Yeah, she's hot.
Can I see?
Brother Love gets first pick.
I'll sign in so you can see.
You really are going to, we're going to have a really good time, I promise. I know how to drink. I'll make you laugh. We'll have fun, and then we'll have a little kissy face, and that's going to be awesome.
Here's what else I got while I was in Canada. Right there. Alexander Me.
That's a good beer, man. I had that for the first time there.
Somebody stole the sign.
It's
And I wish I could remember these names, and it makes me feel so bad.
Yeah.
Like, and I would
another
do that,
hot
like,
chick, right?
Another hot chick, and we would, and when I'm signing shit, and I forget somebody's name, but it's like I could have asked right away, but I was too drunk, so I didn't think about it. But then we're talking for a while. Watch the camera when you do that.
Oh, sorry.
So then we're talking for a while, and I realized, like, well, it's kind of weird if I ask you your name now.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It feels like it's been too late. So you go, okay, and I can't ask, like, what do I sign your name? So I go, how do you spell that again? You know, the usual way. I'm like, yeah, I just came up with the way. I go, I just want to make sure. Can you spell it again? M-I-K-E. Right. Well, I didn't know if it was
I had, you know, same thing. I was signing stuff and all that, and you feel like such an asshole because you don't remember names. Right. But it's just
because there's like 100 names coming at you.
Right. Exactly. But nah. So what I said was like, so which name do you want me to sign? Your real name or, you know, the form, the gang name, whatever. And they're like, you could just sign my real name. And I'm like, Dave. Right. Oh, awesome. Right.
You know, you're like, oh, I forgot I left you an out. Right. Shit.
Because I'm like, isn't it funny? What kind of stupid people have like alternative names, you know, whatever. And so I'm like joking, like Brillo, you know, and then it breaks the ice. So they joke and they laugh and they don't realize that I don't know their name. That's good.
Yeah, we're trying to remember names like I Like Cheese.
Right.
That's somebody's name.
Right. I love hearing it.
Yeah.
I love that. It's a great, hey, I Like Cheese. Good to see you, Brillo, man. Right on.
Right, right.
I Like Cheese has long hair. He looks...
he's a cutie pie. He's 18 years old, kind of shy. You can tell, like, in 5 years, he's going to have a much bigger mouth. But, you know...
He's going to have a much bigger mouth.
He's
very
not
sarcastic, little punkish.
Love
but
it.
I picked...
A cutie
but
pie.
But, like when you're young and you're studying for tests, I go, okay, I'll remember him because he looks like he spends time in the dark just really eating cheese. That's it. I like cheese. All right, he's covered.
You make up scenarios to remember the name. Yeah.
Let's christen these glasses. Da, 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 da,
the why do you guys do that? Da, 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 seriously? Da, da. This girl is too cute.
She is, no, she's dirty sexy. She's everything that I love in a woman.
Oh,
look at her. She's got a little tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
She's got a nice smile. I mean,
let me ask you something. Brother
what
love,
don't
by
you
the
love
way.
In a woman?
Brother love, excuse me. Larry. Larry wants a woman, and he gets into this mode sometimes where, you know, he wants to fall in love and all that. Who doesn't? Sure. Is Larry going to be able to find somebody that could take Brother Love on stage?
Yes. I have every confidence, yes.
All right.
No doubt. And that's the girl I want to be with.
Are you okay with her making out with people?
No.
Because,
is she fucking singing?
No. If she's kissing other girls, fine, but then I want to get in on it. I don't want to, yeah, no, I'm insecure. Like, fuck that, you know, like, because then she'll at least, if she thinks that that's a good kisser, the girl, she will at least one point think that girl can lick good pussy. And if she thinks that, she may want to go do it. And if she licks better pussy than I do, which is fucking highly and fucking likely, then I'm going to be mad that I didn't get in on that. Another girl licked my fucking girl's pussy. So, no.
And for anybody
not even lesbian alone time.
I just, you know, I want to watch. Just let me watch. If you don't want me there, whatever.
Any kind of a part of it.
Of course a part of it. If you can make it, hey, I'll watch. Like, yeah, right. You know what I mean? Once you're there, like, hey, I'll take my clothes off. Hey, you know, I'm in your ass. Oh, sorry, that's your mouth.
And you like what you like. For anybody thinking like, oh, that's hypocritical. Maybe it is. But you know what? You like what you like. And a woman is absolutely going to be into those rules too. So, yeah. You know, so whatever.
Sure. There's somebody for everybody.
I was told, I mean, really, there is. And the cool thing is you get with somebody who, you know, you just say straight up the bat. I've said it before.
Yeah, look, there's only somebody for you if you're like upfront about who you are.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm like, look, you know, this is fun. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's not all like an act. But I mean, like, I love it, and I love to flirt, and you know I do. And if I don't have people coming to shows and coming to support what I do, then I don't. Then I'm not going to do it anymore. So, but I come home to you, and that's it. So,
well, here I'm secure. You get to drink out of chemda.
Yeah, awesome.
L'chaim.
L'chaim.
Jets should. Wow, that just hit me already. Jets to Japan says, I wonder if Brolo's top three buttons actually work. He likes
you know what? It's funny because like I had like 3 hairs on my chest like up until like a year ago, and now there's like 12, and it's like so funny. My brother, my
father, from all the booze you're drinking,
I guess. But my brother, my father, they're hairy everywhere. They got hair on their ass, the whole shit, man. I'm not hairy like that.
You know what Hemda does? When I do my if it's a big thing, and the only time I can remember doing it is I think twice now for my stand up CD. If it's a not too low cut, but if it's a lower cut collar
V-neck.
Or a slight V-neck,
right. Yeah.
She cuts the hairs right there.
Oh, she does. Only, that's nice.
I'm behind the scenes.
But only if, like, because
that's ugly having hair sticking out of the
But only if it's, like, three hairs. Like, what are you doing? I mean, if he had his
buttons
open. What
are you doing? What are you growing? What right. God intended right. for what?
It'll be distracting while you're talking.
What are you talking about? It doesn't have lights on it. It'll be distracting. God damn it, he's funny, but I can't.
You know what? If my, right, if my hairs. Jokes can't right. beat the exactly. top of my chest hair, that's natural.
And then you're, actually, then you're cock blocking for all the chicks that like a hairy right. chest. All of a sudden, they're watching him laughing and thinking, God, that hairy chest, I'd like to stick my fucking
yeah, I feel real
it.
Bad. I feel real bad. I just, what an asshole girlfriend I am.
I just assumed no. The answer was yes when I asked this question. But Brian Ward says, would Brolo keep signing fans' titties if he was in a long-term relationship?
See, I think that's different
absolutely
than kissing. Kissing, I think, is harsher than... Signing titties is signing
titties. Signing
titties
is fine. And you know yeah. what? I may think twice. You know what? I may think twice. If I'm in a long-term relationship, I'm not going to... I may think twice about kissing like that. I mean... Right. I may fuck up and do it, but I may. I actually will think. I mean, I'm not in love with anybody right now, so I don't have that. It's not on my mind.
But you just want the girl from D.C. to know I will be on stage still kissing girls.
I'll be kissing you. Yes. Come on.
I actually think most people cheat on tour. I'm not kidding. Mm-hmm. Unless they found God or like,
I did
I
not
know,
cheat
something.
On tour in Europe the year I was there and with a girlfriend. I did not cheat.
Did you not notice a lot of people cheating?
And
moving on.
You go... Right, you did, right? You don't even want to, the answer is yes, of course it is.
Yeah.
And it's not like
a
he,
lot of
it's not like
cheat.
He told me and I'm giving some away.
It just looks like it's too easy to get away with right. because you're in a whole nother world. Dude, it feels like a whole nother world. I know the feedback's gonna come back, oh I guess Chaim did it too. I didn't. But right. I have to say, it's a different world and you have to remember where you are and where you're going back to, and it's like you have to it's so fucked up.
Yep.
It's such a retarded place to be.
I saw cheating in Canada. I mean real cheating.
Yeah,
like a real relationship. Wow. Not like spooky
marriage?
Weirdness. I just want to make that clear. People don't think that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, we're not naming names or anything.
Right.
But
I mean like you have a wife back home and this and that.
Wow.
Like, that's all. That's right. That's right. The next event, be there.
There's right.
They will cheat on them for you.
That's I'm the best. The girls games, are like, right. The girls like, just I don't want to know. Just don't. What, just I don't want to know. You better wear a fucking condom. I just don't want to know.
That's so silly.
That's what was told to me.
I don't know. I don't want to know, but I do want to know. You have to decide. You know what? Right. When you're on tour, you're right. on tour, and let's just leave it on that. That's one thing. But I don't want to know. And then coming back, and did you use a condom?
Right.
And
no,
now you have to talk about it.
That's woman smartness. See, that's playing with our heads. I don't want to know. We're like, damn, she's so cool. And then when we walk away, and a little seed gets planted, we're like, right. damn, I don't want to know. I don't, maybe she doesn't.
You're like,
maybe,
could she be the one?
Right, right.
That
and
really
then you're like,
that?
Then, right. And then you're like, well, maybe if she is, then maybe I should be honest and just tell her. Oh, right on, cool. Like, I did it. I fucked some girl. I didn't want to know, but that's
of course, you're right. Like, oh, women, I knew it, and that's why I fucked
right.
her.
I did it because I love you. What? I mean, I told you because I love you. Yeah, right.
Everybody remembers the Gunner, of course. The Gunner's the specialist that's over in Iraq.
He's a sniper now. He came
sniper.
On the bus with us to Canada. Sniper.
Nice guy.
And it reminds you, because he has such a baby face. He's a big guy. Yeah. He has a baby face. It reminds you, like, these guys, he went overseas. He killed, I'm assuming,
hell
you
yeah.
know, because if
he
you're
did.
Overseas, you know, and he can't drink. He's not allowed to drink. How weird is that?
When he's not allowed to drink.
Well, he's not 21 yet.
He's not 21, but...
Wow, he could kill somebody, but...
Yeah.
And everybody heard that
it
story
It just reminds
before,
you, because you look
yeah.
at his face, and you're like, you're a baby. Right. You're a baby, and you're at war.
Fucking A.
My, in case anybody's, like, putting the two stories together, my... It's kind of like when you take a boat.
Your bar
over
was
the
still
water.
In Canada.
My bar, right. My bar
I missed that, man. I
is
really...
on a bus, and damn. It kind of doesn't have rules yet.
Yeah.
It doesn't have law.
It's like, yeah, when you take a boat on the ocean, and now you
exactly.
can gamble.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same thing. So, yeah, but these there's at least three army dudes there, and mm-hmm. you're hearing different stories from them. Like,
on the bus, you're saying.
On the bus in they Canada. Happen to be on the bus. I'm hearing these stories in Canada. And like... You understand, you go to Iraq, and you have, you know, IED is now in the dictionary because people are making bombs out of crazy shit, which civilians are the people you're fighting now. So you're like, yeah, guess what? Some women and children will die not deliberately because they're doing evil shit, too, that you will die if you don't stop it. So you kind of just understand that. But it sinks in when you hear a story like they will send their child... Their child
the
out to walk the Iraqis out to come over to and whoever you know if somebody's saying well not the Iraqis though whatever that happens to be in Iraq the Iraqis child what comes out walks over to you see they have an AK-47 or you see they're strapped to a bomb and you see that if you don't shoot them and kill them
kill
your
them.
Whole thing will die
Jesus.
I have to shoot this shot. I don't have a choice. And yeah, okay. Well, anyway, dodgeball's in 10 minutes.
Get him a fucking drink. Jesus Christ. Jesus, that's fucking horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's a good guy, man. I hope he's fucking good.
So that's why this call made me sad.
Oh, that's not necessarily his story, but yeah, right, I'm sure everybody's got stories.
But listen to this. This is another phone call from Gunner.
Keith and the girl, this is Gunner from Fort Hood, operating out of San Antonio right now.
Operating.
I just got arrested for y'all. What? Walking in the mall, putting those stickers, and I didn't realize that the stickers I was putting up have the exact same logo that's on my t-shirt. And brother,
he's a fucking sniper.
Yeah, right. He's camouflaged into the Keith and the Girl world.
And the new digital camouflage and Velcro shit you can take off in case they capture you. But
that is so funny.
But he forgot that the stickers he put up had the same logo on the shirt, and that's how he was busted.
The stickers I was putting up have the exact same logo that's on my t-shirt. And brother love, I did have y'all covered. I put you like one or two of your stickers up today.
Thank you very much.
And I got arrested today, escorted off the mall premises. And
I would be like, I wonder if he did this, like, you know, I know I'm gonna need to see some ID. And as you find your ID, you fumble and you show that your military ID card,
right.
Proof. You know what I mean?
Totally. Are you kidding? I've had this happen.
I would say I'm dealing with fucking Iraq trauma, asshole.
Right, totally. Exactly.
Can I post a sticker?
On a smaller scale, when I was younger, I was pulled over, right? There's a cop at each whatever. My girlfriend's sitting next to me. She's hot. They're like, oh, driver's license and whatever. And I happen to have a bra in the glove compartment. She's like, oh, what's this bra doing here? I'm like, oh, that's weird that I would have a bra in my glove compartment. That's so weird. Let me just keep looking. Oh, there's a condom in here. That's odd. And they're like, just forget it.
Nice.
I applaud girl power.
I don't care what it is.
That's better than crying. That is way cooler. All girls cry first.
I know. I've done that too. Because I'm panicking anyway because I get pulled over. One time I turned.
Well, I wish Hem did that instead when we had a fight. In my Dundies drawer.
So one time I turned. I was with my brother and we were doing parties at the time. He was with me, my brother. Brother Michael used to do it with me.
Kids' parties, yeah.
So I turned, you will not believe it. We're new drivers at the time, you know. I was like 18 years old. I turned the wrong way on Lexington Avenue. Huge street, Lexington Avenue. Happens to not be cars coming my way. I don't know why. It was
it's
like
a one-way street.
The one-way street.
All these avenues in New York are one-way.
But huge one, like a major, major street. I pulled it. As soon as I turned, there's a cop right there, pulls me over, and this is me. He goes, license. I know my registration isn't here, and I'm just okay. Just a second. My brother, I could see him freaking out, like, oh my god, my poor sister. And I'm like, I'll tell him later.
So I
escalate my.
Kenda remembers her friend, so she takes the bra off herself. Oh goodness me!
Oh man!
No, I think they saw that I was so. I also think like some cops give you a break because you're young and they know how retarded you are. I did get breaks when I was younger, just because they some would check my license. How much did I fuck up when I first started? They checked license and they go, you know what? I don't want to be the first to ruin your record or whatever. Yeah.
But it
puts you in the wrong state of mind because I'm going 100 on the highway. You know, I'm just like, I'm invincible.
But if you did that now, a little bit of a darkie.
I don't do it now.
Then you'd be done.
Yeah. I'm a little bit of a crazy person on the road, but I still keep, like, I signal so that they can't get me for that. I try to stay, you know, only 10 miles above the speed limit because they don't really want to pull you over for that.
I try to stay the best I can.
Just 10. I do that, just 10.
Sometimes you lose it. You're just like, how am I doing 90 all of a sudden? You know, the highway is open. So.
Absolutely. Like, so I think sometimes the cops, and I understand. You're a police officer. You're in charge of law in this world. That's kind of crazy. That's just crazy to me. So it is a power trip to a lot of them. And they're okay once you cry. They're like, you, as long as you respect me, I'm the nicest. And they see I'm the nicest a lot of times, and they just, I'm not running heists, but they see I'm nice, and they still like to push a little extra jab. I'm like, thank you, sir. And like, well, you bet. And like, they, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's very humbling on our end.
And they like to push it to you, like, and it's like, well, I think he understood who was in charge. Yeah,
right. Last week, I was in a cab, and I was hot, sweaty fucking day. It was the day before we were leaving, getting the van, insane. I had to be
somewhere. All of last week.
It was just hot, insane, hot, sweaty, and I was getting out of the cab, and I hear the like the police like horn. Right. And I just said, take it easy. I was like, easy, fuck. You know, I yelled something. I didn't look at him.
You got to tell me exactly what you said.
I'm trying to think. I said, easy, man.
Okay.
And the cop, and I hear, what'd you say? And I was like, in the moment of like, ooh, I got scared for a second, but I was like, it felt so fucking good. I was like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
Guy's fucking dropping me off. If you were in a real rush, you'd have the real shit on. You're going around the corner because that's where the precinct is. And he was like, whoop, whoop. And I was like, easy, man. And he, what? But I didn't say it. And I just kept going, man. Because I didn't even turn around and be like, I'm going to talk about you. Because I would have fucking, you know.
But we talked about this before. You ever see this?
So fucking good.
When we would do a kids' party, it felt so good. I then shit my pants. But for a moment.
But I felt good, too.
we'd work kids' parties in bad neighborhoods. And I'd see they happen to be African-American. Or African, wherever they're from. I'm not here to judge. That's interesting, isn't it? But we just assume it's okay. We'll call you American. That's all we do.
Here's your passport. Right.
So what are you, exactly, what are you right. looking at, cop? And they're like, okay. Cop, what are you going to do? Arrest me, cop? Well, I didn't do nothing. You can arrest me. I didn't do nothing. But out comes Johnny White. Easy, man. Whoa. Done. My point is, I've said this a long time ago, black people are very easy in this country.
Wow.
and you know what wow. happened to said then?
Wow.
Because they got fucking Al Sharpton's phone number in their phones. They're like, sir, would you like the Al Sharpton plan? Oh, you damn fucking right I do.
They get pamphlets.
I'm going to need this fucking thing, right?
They get an easy 5,000 if the cop touches them.
Right.
By the way, this Thursday I'm doing that cop job again that I've been doing every year since I met Keith.
What's a cop job?
There's a...
The reason we're allowed to make these jokes.
I got my PBA card, man. Oh, yeah.
I can't get it because it's out in Long Island and they're kind of like, it doesn't really go with New York City. I don't know. I try.
Long Island guys get paid more. New York City guys hate those motherfuckers.
Oh, there's nothing going on out there. But 5 years ago I started going there. It's just about when... Yeah, we just had our 5-year anniversary. Okay, so it's like,
happy anniversary, guys.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
It's like a couple days after I met Keith and I do this job for the first time. This guy... I assume hits on me. I'm always retarded. I'm like, well, he's asking me for my number. Does that mean he likes me? I don't know. So, and I'm like,
no, he just wants to know.
Right.
But I get weirded out. I'm like, number? I'm surrounded by cops because this is for their precinct, this job. So every guy there is a cop pretty much. There's like the one woman who's a cop. But so I give him my number. And but when he calls, I'm like, hey, I just started seeing someone, blah, blah, blah. And now I swear to God, because the company tells me they hire me every year just to check if I'm still seeing Keith. And I go there.
That's true. Do you at least raise your rates?
Well, the rates are pretty fucking good. It's ridiculous.
Right. She raised them too.
What do you do at a cop party?
Well, the first time I went there, I'm like, I don't want to go there.
Let's just say I raised the rates.
It's their company picnic, so all the kids are over there. So I'm face painting and doing balloons. It doesn't matter.
Face painting and doing
balloons.
I could
show up an hour late over there.
Cops just get their faces painted and do balloons
for them?
They're kids. I thought...
It's their company picnic.
Four beers into it. They do.
Yeah, exactly. Damn right.
Actually, yeah, I've tattooed their... tattooed. I've I put their symbol on their arm.
Their rank.
Yeah.
You should put like fucking a tattoo of, like I'm gonna do Diallo. Just walk away like, real quick.
Hey, what's going on, sweetie pants?
Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Beth from Philadelphia.
Hello, Beth.
What's going on?
Hello. Okay, top 10 worst things to say to a cop when you get pulled over. I think this is at least top 5.
Okay.
I got pulled over in the car with my friend. We were 19 or 20.
How old are you now?
And how old am I now? I'm 24.
Okay.
We got pulled over, and my friend was driving, and she said to the cop, my cousin is on coke.
What the fuck?
Well, just to get it out of the way, so I'm not hiding nothing.
What's your name?
We had just gone to pick up her cousin. Like, we had just dropped off her cousin at her cousin's place. She's crying, and the cop's like, well, why did you do this? And she's like, we're cousins on coke. And the cop
She's already crying. She could just keep still.
Right. Is she on drugs, too, though? Is she on drugs and
no,
she's
no,
paranoid?
No, not at all.
Because I did this. No. Hold on one second. I told this story before, but I did weed for the first time or one of the first times or something. And I was in Somerset, Pennsylvania. It might have been the first time. And I was high as a kite, and I walked into the local convenience store. And as soon as we walk in, We ran into the main chief. You know, there's like five police officers and all this other
stuff. Oh, God.
And they, so, and still they know everybody's name in the town. Exactly. And so, you know, and everybody's high with me. And they're like, hello, officer, whatever the fuck his name was. And I'm like, well, that seems a little weird. But quickly, I turn to the guys I'm with. And I'm like, do we tell him? Do we just tell him? Because he can tell if we just turn ourselves in now. Don't we get off easier?
That's great.
And I just shut my mouth, thank God. And then this is the same place where I'm leaving. And the cop's slowly leaving himself, and the clerk working the counter like keeps fumbling with money, and it seemed so slow and deliberate. Like
you're
why
tripping.
Are you turning me in?
What he tried like you're he's holding you guys.
I swear that she like dropped the coins and went, "Oops, I'm thumbs." And I'm like, "You bitch, what are you doing? That's keep great. The money." So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So there was three other people in the car with our friend who is the driver, and you heard the entire car smack their forehead.
Really?
Are you fucking serious?
That's
you
great.
Dumbass.
So who had to blow the cop?
Oh my God. So, no, nobody.
That's
so
you.
The cop immediately says, what's your friend's name? Or what's your cousin's name? And my friend goes, oh, I'm not comfortable telling you that. And the cop
I'm sorry.
I'm not comfortable
morning.
Telling you that.
Oh.
Right.
I speak girl cry.
Danger, danger.
The girl,
I should learn
swear
that.
To God, the cop just looked at her and shook his head like, I don't even know how you are functioning as a human being. You are so retarded.
That's
here's
great.
A warning for being a total dumbass.
Nice.
God hopes you never get to have children. I don't know what to do.
See, that's protecting and serving. Nice. That really is.
You know what? That he let you off. Who cares? He can call you a retard, a fuckface. It doesn't matter.
He can make you give the suck dick sign. It doesn't matter. And then he reached over, and Penda's friend was there, and he goes, here, make sure you use this condom next time you have sex.
And my second fun getting pulled over by a cop when you're young story, when I first moved to Philadelphia, I got pulled over while I was, like, shit-faced drunk walking.
What? What do you mean pulled over?
You mean falling.
Pulled over walking?
Yeah, basically.
Were you drinking? Did you have a drink on you?
No, I didn't.
Was there urine running down your leg?
No, I was in a bad neighborhood in Philly, and I was, like, hanging onto a building for help.
And some white cop was like, I'll get you out of here. Two tweets, huh? The lady, right on. Just come with me, baby, right on.
You weren't really arrested that day.
Right. And some guy goes home, I saved a girl today. I saved the most beautiful white woman I ever saw. I don't know why I'm doing that with my black voice, but...
Well, it's your whole theorem that I should fuck a black woman. Appropriate.
What, did her that? Phone just beep did herself? I should fuck a black beep.
Well, your phone is hooked up to something. Don't say it.
So the cop
never asked me for ID. He was just like, oh, retard, let me take you home so you don't die. Okay.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
That's nice.
That
I mean, you something could have happened because you were retarded.
Yeah, you know what else?
Oh, yeah.
Or you just have a great sounding voice and you're actually fucking retarded. If every cop is telling you you're retarded,
common denominator.
You and your friends are always retarded in this situation. I don't know if you noticed that.
Well, you know, you carry a little special ed ID on you, and they're like, whatever.
Then it's
you
not
fumble
your
with
fault.
That, right. Right.
You go up to them, and you're like, look where I'm in art class! And they're like, oh, we can't arrest you, retard.
Very cool.
Go on your way.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Don't bump into too many things tonight.
I'm not drinking much tonight.
Wow, then you are retarded.
Oh, you're a little dumb. Wow. All right, I'm going to hang up so you don't have to fumble with it. All right, thank you, sweetheart.
Have a nice night.
You know what? I'm the retard. I'm turning off my sound program instead of my phone.
All right. Here's another from the feedback. Crunchy Penis says, I got a million cop stories. Got pulled over for failure to signal a turn while in the right-hand turn-only lane. After being held for 10 minutes,
I'm sorry. Let me stop you right there. I never know if you... I don't do it sometimes because I'm like... I don't have to do
where
it,
else
right?
Go? Always do it. Always
but you
do
might as
it.
Well always do it. But yeah, I understand. Like some people don't want to do it out of principle. I get it, but
yeah,
go ahead.
Always do it. After being held for 10 minutes, he let me off with a warning. As he walks away, I loudly say, thanks, crime fighter. He's, but but he's obviously, he's a cop that pulled you over in the right lane, turning late. Like, that's who you want to give an excuse to?
I like, but you
I don't
know
mess
what?
With it. I don't mess
those,
with it.
How hard
I
is
flirt
it?
With it.
You,
I don't
oh,
mess
you
with it.
Oh, you don't mess with it?
No.
You don't mess with those cops that are directing traffic to nowhere? To you're only going to go there anyway? And look at it disgusted with you and wave their hand fast, like, go faster. But obviously there's cars in front of you and cars in front of those cars.
I don't mess with them. What do I say?
Where are you taking me? Where am I going to go?
I don't say it to them.
You say, you even if you say it with your window up, you say it to the window to them. What do they think you're saying?
Absolutely.
Good day, officer, you.
And that's not even a real officer, right?
They're on foot. What are they going to do, start running after me?
Good point, baby. Good point. Don't be my lawyer. Very good point. Holy Jesus.
I'm sorry. I have road rage.
Road rage.
I totally have road rage.
Yes, she does. That's some
everybody
Canada,
does, though.
This, except Canada.
Exactly. I rode with somebody, I forget, last week, and they were like, wow. I'm like, what? I've never driven in the car by, like, a real New Yorker before. They were, like, enjoying it. I'm fucking, fuck you, you motherfucker. You goddamn son of a bitch. Fucking, fuck.
It's a show to them.
And they were like, wow, a real New Yorker driving. This is so cool.
Yeah, Relic got a kick out of it.
Amazing, right? Oh, you miss Relic?
Shut your face.
Do you miss Relic? Oh, guys, this is awesome. I mean, really. So what did he get? Did he get a little prize when he went home? Come on, you had to have gotten something. You definitely went either, you didn't have time to make something, which would be something. I didn't have time to make something, but you know that I would have because we were away and all that. So I went to the store and it's just a little something. I mean, it was like a White Castle fucking cheeseburger. What, you gave him something.
I meant to. I had it ready, but I forgot to hand it to him.
Really? For real?
Yeah, I want.
Did he give him, what was it?
It was because he made the Huar logo, the one of the Huar logos. And we have all the stickers from it, so I wanted to give him a pile of stickers because he made that.
The one carrying Optimus Prime's head.
Yeah, and some keychains and whatever. It's
what a
stupid.
Sweet guy.
It's
what a
stupid.
Really sweet guy.
Let me tell you something about not being sweet. No, this is like a prize. I set this up for myself. So now I'm just curious what the fuck I saw. So I know it sounds like something sick. It's not.
Jesus.
So what? I go downstairs and I'm looking for something. Like Hemda says, oh, it's in this bag. And I look on the couch and I open this bag and there's an envelope. And I'm like, well, what's this envelope? And it has my name on it. And I don't recognize the handwriting at all. And I'm like, oh, this must be his
taxes.
Bag.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's your bag?
Yeah.
So I thought it was his bag. So I look over and I see one for him to too. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to put it back and behave.
I picked up our taxes.
I thought it was a gift that Relic was giving us, so I was waiting for it.
You're like, aren't you forgetting something? You're like, hey. What, man? Nothing. Did you leave something behind? No. Oh, my toothbrush is still upstairs, right? All right, I'll get it.
Just look around. I don't want you to miss nothing.
He gave us something. He came with a nice alcohol thing and the
chocolate. Sure. Yeah. So Keith, when you set yourself up.
So Keith basically had, you had the best world for a man that a man could ever have. Right, back in the day, you went away for a week, Hemda,
He partied. Yeah, he lived like a maniac.
You partied and lived like a maniac and whatever.
And
nobody heard from you and all that and this and that, whatever.
I know I'm his girlfriend, but I think he normally gets to live like a pretty decent life.
Yes, but this is the best part.
He took it extra. He took it extra for sure.
But now, this is the best part, is that you have Relic over. And you get to do all the little girly things that you like to do. Until you want to fuck, and then you call the guy. You call the boyfriend. If you want to just, you know, laugh and talk and do whatever, you do the show, there it is. And then all the other stuff, the fucking eating ice cream, the going the roller skating, the doing the yoga, all the stuff, because
what
it's so cool.
That was not the itinerary.
Well, no, I forget the itinerary. I was a little drunk, but I read it. And it's awesome. Then you get to go off, and Keith just says, have a good time. And it's fantastic. And then he can just fucking chill and relax, and then, because he knows you're coming back, because he wants some good fucking Keith
dick. I don't mind having two boyfriends.
See, that's great. And what a fantastic, really, I'm impressed.
I thought it was good because I swear to God, as soon as Relic left, I dropped him off at JFK. I came back and Keith is sleeping. I swear, I woke him up right away. I'm like, hey, what are you doing? I'm fucking sleeping.
Oh, she's having withdrawal. You should have left a little safety man doll just like look like Relic. That'd be great. What do you think, Relic?
Dressed like him.
Exactly, I agree.
And then like set up speakers. I think Kirsten Dunst is a great actress. She makes
Shut
me
your
feel.
Face.
Wah, wah. Can you believe this is how the whole thing started?
Keith and the girl, this is the Gunner.
Remember that?
That's great.
All right, so he uses the word arrested. Apparently he was just taken out of the mall and given a fine.
Brother Love, I did have y'all covered.
That's
put
awesome.
You, like one or two of your stickers up today, just so you know.
And, meanwhile, as a gift to him, I'm sending him a whole bunch of more stickers.
Right. Exactly.
I'll throw in a DVD.
I'm going to send him a and here's a t-shirt, too. Actually, here's seven, one for each day of the week.
But, yeah, so you can make sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Got arrested again, guys.
But use these stickers with this shirt.
Right. He has to look like a pillbox Monday. Right. I got to coordinate this now. Hemdel will send a little list with a chart and all that. Wear this shirt here or that.
The mall premises. And, yeah, I got a ticket here for $135 for, what is it?
Can you believe an army guy is standing around for the ticket, though?
Right? Yeah, wouldn't he be like, I killed fucking people, man. Yeah.
Just like I don't know, roll into cars for hiding. I don't know.
See, they and they know that he went to Canada, right? They know exactly where he went, right? Yeah. The army knows. So that's what the problem with this America here, right? The army doesn't talk to the police don't talk to the firemen, people don't
talk
to each other. They should.
That's true.
Because you know what? Maybe you should just let him off, or maybe they would arrest him if he did something bad, if he really was AWOL.
So I like that he forgets what he got the fine for. Listen to like his voice. He forgets for a second. He has to check his ticket.
$135 for, what is it? What the fuck is it? Vandalism.
Oh, I forgot it's called vandalism.
It's called vandalism.
So, yeah.
He's like, it's beautification, man. That's beautification. You should have said that. Because there's an army guy, you could probably get away with it. It's beautification, man. Are you trying to be funny? Listen, I will fucking kill you. You know, I'm an army motherfucker.
Do you guys remember Behemoth from the dodgeball tournament? Really?
I remember him jumping up and throwing it at his fucking feet and him tumbling over on his fat head.
But he got everybody. He got everybody. Mm-hmm.
That's why I enjoyed that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he's going to be a cop, right? So he's listening to the show right now. Got the feedback. Can't wait to be a cop by the blah, blah, blah. Behemoth Serioso from Canada. That says, number way to get out of a speeding ticket, tell the cop you have to take an explosive shit. Sometimes you might even get an escort home. I will try that.
But then they stand there.
Is that in Canada?
Right.
Yeah. They're like, oh, that's so funny. You know what? Come on, I'll put the lights on, get you home faster. I don't know the accent. Yeah, right. Hey, get the of course, it's Canada. Hey, you want to come over and suck my lady's titty? I love this country. You like my music? Okay.
Hey, what's going on? You're on Keith and the Girl.
Hey, Keith and the Girl, this is the Gunner. How y'all doing today?
Hey, Gunner. How are you doing? I hope this isn't your one phone call.
No, I got... Well, okay. Let me run down from the beginning. I woke up this morning, I was looking at all the stickers I had, and I had, like, I don't know, maybe 5-10 left, and I was like, that's nothing. I can do this. I can knock this out. I go to the mall, and hold on one second.
He tagged all the airplanes.
I heard that. What do you mean all the airplanes?
I picture him running.
How do you get on the fucking tarmac?
You can get there if you just have the balls to go.
You mean like commercial airplanes?
Yeah,
like Delta's fucking flying over. That's awesome.
I think we have two new bird listeners.
As you're pissing in the airplane, you look up and Keith and Go, boom, right in your face. You know, it's great.
Wow.
I didn't put one behind me, so it's okay. But
you guys are going to get the biggest ticket. You're going to get a fine like
we
a
do not. We do not condone this. We are not okay with
this.
And
we don't endorse it. Just do it.
Exactly.
When people MySpace or whatever, they go, I'm going to put it over. I'm going to put this here and there. And they a lot of people say, I'm going to put it on people's cars. And I'm like, look, don't put it on private property. This is not what we're trying to do. Blah, blah, blah. And then the rest is up to you.
Put it from on Eric Auer, the guy at the Syracuse, on his girlfriend's asshole the other night at Toronto.
That's fun.
Excuse me? Wow.
That's the guy that was going to give us the key to the city, and I don't think he even said hi to me.
Aww.
But no, I'm walking around putting up stickers, I think I was in the mall at this point. I'm putting up stickers, and of course it's Wednesday, so I'm wearing my Keith and Girl shirt. Sure. You know, just in case.
You never know.
Nice.
Yeah, you never know. And I'm putting up stickers, and I fail to realize that the stickers I'm putting up have the exact same logo, which is on my T-shirt.
Right.
This story sounds familiar.
Right.
So I put up a sticker.
Who is this?
And this guy, the security guy, comes up behind me and goes, excuse me, are you doing this?
Are you doing and, this? Doing what?
Fucking yeah, Fresh like, Prince over here.
I'm like... I look down and I look at my shirt and I look at the stickers and I'm like, no.
Somebody tagged me.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, what the hell are you supposed to say to that? So, you
I can't
know,
think of
he's like, you gotta come with me, sir. He puts me in the little cuffs or whatever the mall cops have. I don't know what the fuck they were.
Right.
But he whips me to the little cuffs and takes me back to this little holding cell back there.
A holding cell?
And then, whatever it is, the police, the mall.
Are you drunk? Are you drunk?
All right, you know what? I got to let you go, dude. I love you, Gunner, but you're gonna make them bust my bus bar.
Just remember, guys, if something happens like that, just faint. That's it. If you're in a bad situation and you really need to get out of it, just faint. But you can't fall like acting. You got to faint. You may break your head open, but you'll be glad you did.
That's right.
Here's a story
I'll
that we're
going to...
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
These buttons don't work.
I'll try to remember that.
Oh, we were making fun of you. Get out of here, I said. All right, there we go.
Jeremy from Arkansas says, I'm going to the bookstore on Friday night to hand out stickers to the people in line for Harry Potter. Take the sticker or I spoil the book.
That's right.
I like
nice.
That one. I like that
threaten
one.
People. That's always great.
Takes it serious. Brother Love.
Yes.
You're what in the business we call a musician.
Yes.
In the music business?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't
yes,
know
sir.
If you're hip to the lingo. I want to talk about this with you. I love busting joke thieves, music thieves. We talked about, obviously, Dane Cook, comparing him to several people, mainly Louis C.K., talking about, what was the last one we played was, the last music one we played was... who does Blood Sugar Sex Magic?
That's
Red Hot Chili Peppers stealing from.
I will not remember this. It's very.
What do you mean stealing? Like they did the cover of they did.
No. They
where
stole
a song
like...
sounds a little too much like another song,
right?
And now you know they were accused of stealing one of their songs from somebody else.
Oh, who was it? I would love to know.
It'll come to me. Somebody remind me, please. Anyway, the point is, here's a brand new one. Everybody's talking about Avril Lavigne,
right?
And they mentioned it a little before, and now, well, here's the first one. Avril Lavigne was sued by the 70s pop group.
Don't tell me. I want to see if I can guess who they, can I guess who they, she stole it from or no?
Yes, you can.
Let me see if I can guess. Name that tune.
Here's the song.
Oh. Hey, Nikki. Hey, Nikki. Oh, you're so fine.
No,
I don't know.
No.
Ah, okay. I lose. All right.
But
that's it.
Sense.
My shirt's coming off.
By the way, when they say it's Avril Lavigne stealing, I don't think it's her stealing. I don't think she knew the 70s song. I don't think she's really writing her songs.
She actually is. She's one of those people. She actually sings and writes. She's one of the talented people.
God,
she really is. She's
that.
One of the people that. But
then
but,
you're then she's a thief. Because well, what I'm going to show you.
Okay,
or
go
unless
ahead, please,
you disagree.
Go ahead.
Unless you disagree. She's being sued by the 70s rock group, pop group, excuse me, the Rubinos.
The Rubinos?
Who claimed that LaVille stole their hit song, stole her hit song, Girlfriend, from their tune, I Want to Be Your Boyfriend.
They're really the Rubinowitzes, and they're like, we got to get it good for rock and roll. The Rubinos, okay.
First Avril Lavigne, and then the Rubinos. You hear that, Tech Andrew? You hear this?
Okay.
This is your girl, Canada.
Oh! We should buy that record to fucking help them out. That's amazing.
What do you guys think?
I think one of two things. Either that it was an homage to, or like a
an
homage to.
Okay, now
which I don't think it's this.
Let's say for the homage thing, they say, "Hey, you stole from there," and she says, "I absolutely did not.
I love this band."
Could that be an homage anymore? I did not. I never heard of that band.
Okay, well, no, of course
is it
that's
an homage
what she said?
Anymore.
No, of
yes.
course. All right. Well, this
she
is then.
Did.
Then you're then. This is actually because it sounds very different
LaVille,
from her
I'm
music.
Sorry. LaVille was quick to counter the theft claim with a note to her friends on the website saying, they claim that a small part of the lyrics are the same and are saying that I took these from them. I had never heard this song in my life, and their claim is based on 5 words. How about admit what it's
right.
based on? Admit that it's based on hey, hey,
right.
you. I don't like your girlfriend,
right.
And there's I want to be your boyfriend.
Because Hey, You is a Rolling Stones thing, but not like that.
Right. All songs share similar lyrics and emotions. As humans, we speak one language,
oh, fuck
she wrote.
You. You know what? That's a producer thing, okay? There are certain songs you can hear. That artists don't necessarily write. The record label says, oh, man, the last record, it was good, but it wasn't as good. Like, we sold 5 million copies. That's not good enough. We're going to drop you. We need to sell 500 million. So then they come up and they say, well, here's a song for you. This is going to be great. So this is probably what ended up happening. Somebody wrote it, and they get the publishing and all that. And maybe she really didn't know it, which is still
then her people are fucking retards.
Crunchy
for not
Penis
knowing.
Is saying Avril Lavigne co-writes. There's a huge difference, Brolo. You should know how that works.
I do know how it works. And then she co-wrote it with somebody, and she did not know this song.
I don't think that she arranges entire songs.
Well, if she co-wrote it, if she didn't ever hear this song, she co-wrote it. She's sitting there with a guy who's right. like 40 years
that's
old,
I,
right?
That's what I'm saying.
And that guy's saying it, and she's like, "This is awesome." And he's mm-hmm. like, "Yeah, it is awesome." Real, not even fucking remembering that he heard it 25 years ago. You know, so she, her people and the label should figure that out.
Okay, so yo, maybe it's
she,
a bunch of
confusion.
Was
she even born in the 70s?
So, by the way, no, she absolutely was
she
not.
She would not know that song.
To go back, though, real quick, the song was Danny California, and it was being ripped off of Mary Jane's Last Dance from
that's
Tom
the,
Petty.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers correct. Is what you're talking about.
Oh, that's right. I remember reading yeah. about that last year, and it's true.
Yeah. So I yeah, it's so similar. Anyways, here's them again. So maybe there's a little confusion in the camp.
Right.
Well, this is brand new. Avril Lavigne's The Best Damn Thing album is turning out to be just the opposite for the Canadian mall punk singer, as yet another very similar song comparison has come forward.
The same album?
Yeah, the exact same album. So that's when you start realizing, you know, like I thought about Dane Cook and Louis C.K. There's always, you know, we all have the same thoughts. We all have the same sense of humor. But if I could find easily three bits that are exactly the same off one CD, off of one of Louis C.K. CD, you're stealing from them.
Damn fucking right.
This time it's from female artist Peaches called I'm the Kinda, which was released in 2003, which sounds quite similar to Lavigne's new song, I Don't Have to Try.
Do you have it?
Yes, I do. In both songs, I'm a professional. In both songs, a simple staccato synthesized drum beat plays as the lyrics are delivered in a rap-like spoken word delivery.
By the way, Sammy's saying it's on YouTube, what you're just talking about, the Peaches thing, and she can't say she never heard of Peaches. She actually claimed that Peaches is one of her favorite artists.
There you go. Here we go.
Your label is stupid.
First, Peaches.
Genius, first of all.
Oh, yeah. Can you handle it? Yes, I think I can. I'm the kind of bitch that you want to get. Yes, I do. I'm the kind of bitch that you want to get. Because you got big titties. I'm the kind of bitch that you want to get. And a big old with. Ass. Because you're peaches.
Now, Avril Lavigne. I'm the one who knows the dance.
I'm the one who's got the prance. I'm the one who wears the pants. You're busted, bitch.
Yeah, that's way too much. I'm the one who tells you what to do. You're the one
if I let you. You're busted, I'm the busted, one, bitch. I'm the one who wears the pants. And then, it's even the same. You think you're clever, you stupid, young, dumb, dummy, dunce. Because we read the Maxim article.
She's not, but she always wrote her shit. She came out like being like a fucking
exactly,
hardcore.
She did. But she's stupid and she says the dumbest shit. And so this girl thinks, you know what, I changed the words around. Coincidentally, also both songs about, you know, the woman being in power.
By the way, the first one, I was like, yeah, it really sounds similar, but it so sounds like a cheerleading song that you're like, you know what I mean? Like, this one is ridiculous.
If I were her, I would come out and say, you know what? I was phoning it in. I was high. I was fucking sucking dick or whatever. That night.
There's no way your label would let you.
And I would say, but then fuck it. No, you say, and then the producer, they came up with the shit, and I did it, and this, and that, whatever. And the label not going to say it, but then everybody get mad, and the label, they'll be like, oh, well, now Avril's going to do an album, we're going to tape it, we're going to DVD it, and her sitting there writing the songs, and everybody's going to have an also and that, whatever.
Oh, and that'll be the new thing, like, watch her write.
Now, watch her really be an artist.
This is like him to making up stories, like, if this happened to you, if you did this, what would you do? And I try to say, well, that doesn't make sense, because I'm not this person, I didn't do that. You just made up. Like, she's a great artist now.
Right.
You just made up. Like,
you can't
well,
watch her write
well,
lyrics.
You know,
she doesn't write it.
Well, you know how I would make her make up for this?
Right.
I would make her prove she just wrote her next album, the perfect album, and it was number one for 6 years. That would prove it, and that's what I would do if I was her, a fucking little lying dummy. Well, you're not, and she's a dummy, and she's a liar, and she's looking at everybody going, there's similarity. We all have we're one race, the human race. That's so fuck brilliant. You, whiskey! Stupid. Stupid. All right. Brother Love. Earlier we were talking about your play.
Oh, it's my play. I went up. Basically, the day was, it's been a busy couple of days since we've been back. I did Ecstasy. And then yesterday, and today, I did Ecstasy. And
I
then
really
today,
don't know. It was really one long fucking day.
It was. But then today, I had two auditions to go on. One.
Have you ever been on Ecstasy before?
Yes, many times.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You like it?
Love it.
How are you on sex on Ecstasy?
Best sex.
Yeah?
Ever. Oh, yeah.
Does it prolong the situation?
Everything about it. You just feel everything. It prolongs it. Like,
how long?
You can be fucking a fucking elephant. You're like, you're the most beautiful elephant I've ever seen, baby.
How long till you get sober? How long does that last?
It takes a long time. I mean, you know, you're rolling, as they say.
Right.
You know, like, it takes, you know, and I'm not... I wish I were a kind of person that could just do something like one little thing. No. It's like, all right, let me get like four of them because I'm going to be hanging out with her. And we'll take the first one. Okay, well, I'll have a good time. Probably make out. And probably around 4 or 5 hours later, we'll probably want a little more. And then we'll do the fucking, okay, so I'll get four of them. Okay, so we take the first one, we drink this and whatever. And 4 hours later, it's like, hey, guess what I got? Ah, another one. And then that's all great. And then, yeah, it's fucking stupid. I just, you know.
So you were up for a very long time.
Very long time.
All right.
Right. And that was yesterday. But today, I slept a little bit. And today I got up. I had two auditions. One was a demo for a Coca-Cola commercial. And I had to sing like a bear. I had to. They showed me, like, they show you the images that the commercial is going to look like. And there is a bear. It's for, like, Coke Zero or something. It was like, well, no calories and it's still Coca-Cola. And the guy, and then the bear ends up singing a song. And I had to be like this. I sang like this and Coca-Cola and it's great and whatever. And the guy's
do
like,
it for real. Do good. It for real.
I'm trying to think of what the lines were. But one of them was like,
the line is
and it would be so great. This line was really, if, oh my God, if. Say, and wouldn't it be great if birds pooped candy?
That was
it was like
line.
He's like he's tripping out that he had Coke like Coke Zero. He's so fucking happy and he's in the fucking forest. And wouldn't it be great if birds fucking pooped candy?
All right.
Who the fuck wrote this shit? This is I get paid for doing it. And if the debt right, I mean, like, you know, right, you hope for, whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this is insane. But that guy's like, yeah, it sounds really good, man. I'm like, yeah, man, it does. Sounds awesome. Fucking retarded. Then I go to this audition for a movie. And it's just like a little low-budget SAG thing.
Right.
But and I go in as the part of the dime bag. Okay, now.
Okay.
I happen to have,
I'll let you fill in more. I happen to have the storyline in front of me.
Okay.
Baby is supposed to be getting married in the morning. But as of tonight, she can't find her fiancé. He was supposed to have dinner with her and their friends, but he was a no-show. Baby fears that he's out hanging out with Keith and the girl a little too late. He knows he has something to do the next day.
Damn right.
Baby fears that he's out gambling, drinking, and whoring, and will probably turn up dead in the East River. Not literally, but you know what I mean. Meanwhile, at Jerry Kasnick's poker house, an eclectic group of players are engaged in an all-night high-stakes poker game. During the game, Jerry learns that the Firefly, his age-old nemesis, the man who ruined his life, is back in town. He immediately takes off to track him down and settle the score. Here are the players that will be in this part of the play.
Okay, well, yeah, okay, go ahead.
Dimebag. Is that who you are?
I'm Dimebag.
29 to 34 years old, and of course, that makes sense. Right?
Absolutely.
Male, disheveled, introvert, omega male, likes... What's an omega male?
That's what I understand. That doesn't make sense. If you're introvert and you're shy, how could you be an omega male?
Omega male, right? I mean, is that like, you know,
is alpha male the real man?
No, alpha male.
Omega's
alpha
the
male
other
is
one?
The main guy.
Oh, sorry. That's what I see. I got confused.
You blew it.
I guess I blew the audition. I was disheveled, but I was cool.
Omega male. It sounds like a superhero.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I got a big O in there. Like, what are you doing? I just taped this O to my shirt, man.
Likes to hide behind his hair. Uncomfortable talking. Also in the play is Messenger. Confident, but not as confident as
he only has
like
one line in this scene, so none of us will be that guy.
All right, Cat. She's angry, sassy, aggressive, attractive sex pot. Wears a tight shirt and a black choker.
Kemda will be playing the part of Cat in addition to one other part.
What?
Oh, yeah, you better get your pen out.
Shirt is male, Caucasian, alpha male, but not nearly as cool as he thinks he is.
His wears name an is ugly, Shirt.
Yeah, he wears an ugly shirt. That's actually in the description.
That would have to be you, Keith.
I don't know that this is ugly. This
No. You're going to be Shirt because you're the alpha male kind of guy.
I'll be your omega male any day, man. Right on.
Short is 28 to 34. He's slow talking, slow moving.
Shirt or short?
Short. Oh, there's two guys, yes.
Oh, short,
short bus.
Short bus.
Oh, short bus. I'm sorry. Perhaps mentally handicapped, wears large, almost woman-like brown sunglasses.
Get it? Short bus.
Right. Tends to smile a lot.
Clever.
Happy to be alive.
Please hire me.
In game show, he's a male, he's a goody-goody, a family man, knows a lot of things, talks a bit too much, likes being social. All of these characters featured players.
Right. Ooh. So we should divvy this up, right?
Okay. So also, like, explain where we're at in the play. Do you know?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Oh, short bus slowly looks up.
We're in private
poker room.
But this is where we are. This is that's the answer to the question.
We're at a private poker room right now.
Right. Short bus slowly looks up from the table and towards Messenger, who's softly thumping his hands on the table. Shortbus then looks at Wanker, who returns the stare. This is like the bizarro Keith in the world, Keith and the girl world. Like the bizarro. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This one we live in is cool. This is the retarded. All right. Shortbus then looks at Wanker, who returns the stare so fast that Shortbus gets startled and quickly looks away. Okay. Somebody just beat Game Show.
They call this Dead Man's Hand.
Wanker looks at Game Show as he flips over his cards. Ace, eight. The community cards are eight, jack, two, ace, ten.
Ace is over eight!
Shortbus proudly looks at Game Show.
You're Shortbus.
Hey, honky.
No, I think it's my Brello's Shortbus.
Oh, I thought he
I'm Shortbus. My honky!
Whatever, retard.
Dealer pushes Game Show's winnings towards him, then collects and shuffles the cards.
The key is love, gentlemen. Dedicated love. That's the key.
No way, dude. The key is oral sex.
You ain't lying.
Hey, Dimebag, you mean oral sex, or do you just mean blowjobs?
Dimebag first looks a bit perturbed.
And then guilty.
And then guilty.
That's so fucking typical.
Aces. Aces. After the guy wrote this, did he shoot up a school? Yes or no?
I hope so. I hope I get the part. I really do. Who are you? I'm Dimebag. Go fuck yourself. Right
if on. You get the part, I really want to be Cat. That was genius. That That's was how I got out of like my third ticket. Right there, those lines.
So if you're Shortbus, your only line was my honky.
Right.
And you had to really sell that line.
Right. My honky!
Thank you. Very good.
You didn't know that Shortbus and Dimebag were the same. Oh. Voices. I was acting.
Also, what your lines were was just the Dimebag is only one.
I was like, no way, dude. The key is oral sex. And what happens
and
is
that's all they needed.
You go into the audition. The woman comes and gets you. Who's next? And you go in there. And there's a camera. And they look you up and down. She says, do you have a headshot? I said, no. But I have a postcard and a sticker. And there's
how come you don't have a headshot?
I do, but I just didn't bring it.
Oh, okay.
Because I didn't look at the size saying, please bring headshot and resume. I'm leaving the house. I don't want to carry. I have my man bag. I don't need more than that. So I go to the thing. It's like, okay, just stand up and slate your name and say it like three or four different ways. And I'm just like,
wow.
And there's a camera right there.
Say it three or four different ways now.
Right. And it was like, and
do
of
it
course,
now.
Right. I will.
Okay.
And I went like this. I was like, no way, dude.
In the mic. Oh, you're not going to get hired like that.
No,
dude.
I was like, no way, dude. The key is oral sex. And then I was like, no way, dude. The key is oral sex. And I was like, no way, dude. The key is oral sex. That was it.
All right. All Either right. way, you're a little disgusted.
I but guess. No I don't know. You're I mean, I no guess. Way. I just figured, let me be like, let me do that. That was a choice. I made a choice in the acting
shit.
World. That's a choice.
Oh, shit. Mm. You added.
Right. That's I added cool. that. Right. Absolutely. And then I walked out. That was it.
Why didn't you do one as a bear?
I should have, and they would have at least laughed. You know, no way, dude. The key is oral sex.
You know what's a great movie I saw recently? Grandma's Boy. I don't know if anybody saw that.
Never what the?
So good. So good. It's the gang that hangs out with Adam Sandler.
Oh, I started seeing movie. It mm. with you. Wow. You saw the whole thing?
I made
it?
Myself.
You forced yourself.
Because your buddy Nick Swartzen is in it. And wrote it. He was a co-writer.
Great writing.
Do you want to say the Nick Swartzen story real quick? For new
What's
people?
A Nick Swartzen? Who is that?
He's a comic, and I was dating someone who's best friends with his best friend.
Did
and
you
he was
see?
Visiting.
Did you see Reno 911? Do you watch that?
A
show?
Little bit. I know of it.
Do you know the gay rollerblader?
No.
Okay. Have you? Did you see the movie Click with Adam Sandler?
No.
Okay. Did you see?
No.
Okay.
So anyway, I was dating this guy. He was his best friend's best friend. He's coming to visit. Yeah, sure. He's coming to visit. I think you have it, no? The guy I'm dating goes into the next room. He's going to sleep, but we're still playing video games with the roommate and the roommate's best friend.
Were you one of those cool chicks who played video games? Are you still one of those cool chicks?
Well, I get so much credit from you for nothing.
I'll tell you what she is.
Oh, no. I talk shit.
She's the leg sweep. I win! Right. I win! Fuck right. you! Right. That's not
well,
fair!
Why wouldn't they do that if it works?
Right.
That's not the point!
That's the thing. So I'm playing and I'm talking a lot of shit. I'm like, gotcha, you're dead, blah, blah, blah. So he got pissed off.
They're bigger than normal chocolates. I'm sorry, go on.
So he got pissed and now he's like, you know, talking a lot of shit back to me, like really rude. He's like, why don't you go in there and blow your boyfriend? Like, that's what you were meant to do, blah,
Who's
blah,
Who's Victor? It happens to be Victor.
Yeah. So I was like, wow, fuck this guy. So I killed my character and I left and I was really insulted. Because I
killed my character. I couldn't did. Let him I, die.
I leg swept myself.
So yeah, I killed my character. I went to sleep, but I was really just pissed off because the stuff that I was telling him was not personal. It was just like, I got you. You know, you're dead. Man. Like owned. You know, like that kind of whatever bullshit. And he just went for like, oh, you're just a girl. And I'm like, you're being fucked up. And he goes, yeah, I am being fucked up. I don't have to be nice to you. I'm gay and you're a girl. And I'm like, so what are you saying? That I don't have to be nice to women because I'm not gay? Like, what the fuck is your point? And he's like, fuck you. I'm you know, I'm gay.
You're the
gay.
First person
to,
he told
blah, blah,
he was
blah.
Gay, by the way.
Yeah. So I'm so pissed. And he ended up apologizing. So, I mean, like, I'm okay with it now, but.
Are you okay with it now?
You're obviously
I don't like it. He's welcome on the show. I'm fine with it. I don't
wait,
think
when was this? How long
I don't think
that?
He's okay with me because I said that he was gay on the show.
You know what? A friend of hers that listened to the happened to be listening to the show, a friend of his, excuse me, that really was a slip of the tongue, said like, oh, you outed him.
Yeah, like way to out him.
See?
And I was like,
maybe
that's why he was mad.
No,
maybe
but
we
I
wouldn't
but
out you if you didn't play on Adam Sandler's CD, A Gay Robot. Maybe if you weren't a gay rollerblader on Reno 911.
He was a robot and a rollerblader?
All gay.
Gay.
In Click, you're the gay Bad Bath & Beyond character.
Gay.
In Grandma's Boy, you're the effeminate childlike friend.
Gay.
He's in the new movie Chuck and Larry. So that's why I'm going to read you something that he did in Maxim. And the reason he's there is because he's promoting the movie Chuck and Larry, which, of course, is about Adam Sandler, who he's friends with, and the guy from Kings of Queens that marries each other. Let me guess what you're going to play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the
right.
honest-to-goodness gay guy?
Right, the guy who shows them.
The wedding planner?
Right.
But him that outed you? Check your roles.
Role is a role, though, right?
If it's all faggots... The audience will get confused and be right. You know, by getting confused, we'll be right.
If he's not gay, then what he says, either way, he's like, the money they pay me, damn right, I'll fucking do it, whatever. You know, it's
right,
like,
right.
You're right, get the fuck out of here. You
right.
Faggot.
But there was he did a half-hour Comedy Central special, and I saw it before I knew the story with Henda, and I loved it. I thought it was very, very funny. It kind of upset Henda when I said that. I'm like, I love these guys. She's like, arr, arr.
But no, but Victor, but Victor was right. He's like, you know, he did apologize and you did
true.
Accept it, so you got to get over it. Oh, so yeah. I'm over it.
That's true. I'm not over it now. Henda is, now I'm not. Because I look back at your half-hour special and you lied to me. You weren't scamming all those chicks. You were into dudes, liar. And now I look at Stuff Magazine, the new one, on page 104. Bros before hoes. I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry's Nick Swartzen sounds off on male bonding. Oh, do you? Let's read.
Duke Puffer.
Isn't this a testament to how he can't be, like, he can't come out? Like, how gays are treated and blah, blah, blah?
No, I'm mad because I'm lied to. This article lied to me when I was on the dumper.
Right, do you know how many hardcore rappers are gay and just can't come out? Because their whole career will be over.
Okay.
I'm just
is
saying.
His career going to be over?
Maybe.
Is it?
No, everybody's going to be like, oh, that makes sense.
Do you think Adam Sandler's going to be surprised?
No.
I'm going to put
well,
in all these
gay roles.
His circle
of people probably know. No, his circle of people probably
then who
know.
Who the fuck else cares?
A lot of people care.
I know. Nick Swartzen, no offense, Nick, isn't going to be the next George Clooney.
All right.
I realized in my, I do feel like, and this is honestly kudos to him, like these movie people, these comedians, like they figured out a scam. Like, Grandma's Boy, it sucked balls. It's god-awful. But I look at it, I'm like, good for you guys. You know what I mean? Like, right. If I knew you, I'd be like, good for you. You figured out a scam. Like, this new movie, A Hot Rod, and I forget the guy's name, the guy that wrote, the only reason I watch Saturday Night Live anymore, who did Dick in the Box, who does all the smart films, is in it. And I watched the trailer, I'm like, this is a funny trailer, but I know that movie's going to suck.
Right.
But he's from the camp of, who does Anchorman. Who's that guy? An elf.
Yeah, yeah.
He's from that camp, and he's like his friend, and that guy's producing this movie, and I'm like, you guys figured out a scam.
Right.
He did that whole thing with the kid, the daughter, like the little girl, screaming, like, I want my rent.
Yes, exactly, yeah, him. Yeah. Anyway, here's Bros Before Hoes.
Can I have a beer, please?
Thanks. I realized in my mid-30s, my mom's IMing me. That was a little weird.
Hey, Ma. We're just sitting around eating, watching the telly.
I realized in my mid-20s that the bro factor started to change. Of course they were. Every sentence I read is like a little weird.
Is this like a penthouse forum?
Gone were the days of, dude, let's rage. I'll call in sick to work and we'll totally fart in that homeless guy's mouth. All of a sudden, I started hearing, bro, I can get a beer, but then I gotta bail by 9 p.m. Rachel said I'm being difficult and I need to light some candles. What the F? These guys were 25 years old. Very sad. Now, I'm down with the wife and kid game plan, and let's not get... No, you're not with the wife and kid game plan. You're the opposite of the wife and kid game plan.
But Duke Puffer.
But let's not get crazy. Your 20s and 30s and possibly early 40s are meant for booze, high-fiving, arguing about sports, and backyards cage fighting.
Where was the fucking in that?
And dick sucking.
Right.
I'm sorry, ladies, but that's how it has to be. At least be malleable. Sorry, bros, flexible. Ladies, you get so aggro. Whenever you do hang out with the guys, there's always the invisible fight. The fight that no one sees but still somehow appears. Everyone will be sipping their drink and all of a sudden comes, "You don't care about me. You don't really love me. Why don't you bring me anything for the anniversary of the first time we both met each other and said hello?"
That's why he's gay.
Whoa. Did someone buy my girlfriend a shot of Irrational Whore? It turns into the end of a Scooby-Doo episode where you want to pull the mask off and be like, "Let's find out who my girlfriend really is."
Let's find out who you really are.
What I'm saying is that guys have to bond. It's important. Sports are important. Booze is key. Sitting at a bar and debating Kobe versus Jordan, whether the Bucks will ever win a championship.
How hot that fucking bartender is. Not in there, is it?
And if the WNBA should be shown on Comedy Central, help keeps us alive. I know it might not make sense, but to us, it's oxygen. And we're not always cheating. If your man glances at the waitress, he's not necessarily thinking, "I want to put that chicken finger in her bottom."
Yes, it is.
He might be thinking, "I want to eat that chicken finger out of a dude's asshole." Just give and take. I'm not saying all guys are perfect, but we don't bleed out of our wieners every month and turn into emotional werewolves. And a note to guys, let's be honest about our plans too. I invited one of my dude bros, Pat, to a movie one night. He was like, "Cool, I'm actually going to pick up my buddy and we'll meet you there." And I was like, "Word up." When I got to the theater, Pat was there with his girlfriend. Buddy? That was the word I heard, but a buddy is not what I saw. If you want to invite your girl to a movie, fine. Say, "I'm going to grab my chick." That's okay. But don't use bro lingo to trick me. Eat my ass, please. Serious. I guess the big picture here, if you have to have a relationship, a serious relationship before the age of 50, is communication. Tell your girlfriend that you need dude bro time, and it's important to you.
Oh, my God. Duke Puffer!
This is much funnier if you know he's gay. If she disagrees and slaps you, then threaten your mom with a bow and arrow or call her dad pussy lips at the next holiday dinner. Switch things up on her.
Loves to say pussy.
Look, I'm not saying every girl is like this, but I've noticed these situations too often in my life. So for the ladies who do let the guy be a dude bro, respect.
A dude bro.
I'll see you on tour.
Is this like a thing that's trying to catch on, a dude bro?
I've never heard of it. I never heard of Talking Goat. But now it's one of the funniest things I ever heard. So yes, give him a chance. Yeah. Give him a chance.
Good luck with your gay life, sir.
Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. It is weird seeing my mom's IM on the screen.
Is she saying anything good?
Can you say what's
going on?
Saying?
Is there anything going on?
Just show the IM. Hi, Keith.
Oh, that's like, hi.
Hello, Mom.
Oh. That's good, sure it's your mom?
A lot of parents don't know how to do that kind of shit. Mm.
No, his parents don't call him. They only communicate via IM.
But that's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's weird, but it's amazing that people can do that.
People need to teach their parents that.
Right, exactly.
And if they have the radio show, just make sure they never get the high-speed cable.
I tried IMing with my dad for sure. My mom, I don't think so, but... I type so much faster than him, so right. and he
you're
just
like
gets tired.
Down,
yeah, like, yeah. I'm like, he goes, "Hey," and he has a nickname for me, so "Hey," the nickname, and I go, "Hey, Dad, how's it going? How are you doing? What are you doing? Where are you going?" Blah, blah, blah. He's like, "I am sitting," and then he just gets tired, and that's it, which kind of works out. But then he calls me.
Yeah, I like this.
Actually, but speaking of gay, my dad emailed back. Because we've been working on the, t-shirts in the store and all that. Oh, go to brotherloverocks.com and hit the store and buy some stuff.
Your dad helps you with the store?
No, he doesn't, but I send him, like, I sent him the link to the store.
He gives me money when times are tough. So well, that's
exactly,
fact.
Right, thank you, Dad. But no, I sent him the link to the store, like, "Hey, look what we're doing. This is cool. Look what's going on." And he's so
I wish I could do that.
And he's so funny. He's like, "Brother Love, every gay man should have one." That's what he wrote back to me. I'm like... thanks, Dad. Appreciate that. Right on. Yeah.
My mom wrote me an email recently, and we just got back from Canada. I got it. And I was like, "Hey, everything's fine." And I started writing, like, "We just came back from Canada." And then I was like, "Erase." And it was so sad to me. I have nothing
so they
to say
no
to my
idea.
Parents.
They have no idea.
They have. My
why?
Mom has some kind of an
that?
Idea.
I hear you guys talking about it all the time. Maybe I missed
it's
why.
It's weird. But... her. No, it's weird the mom, too. It's like... It's like the mom knows you do something where you sell shirts and CDs.
Yeah, she saw the store.
Right, because you're like, hey, we made all this money.
Right. Well,
I can tell them.
It made you nervous, and now it's doing good. I'm very impressed by the way your store looks online. I know you're at the post office all the time, so that's good news. Your brothers say you're doing good. That's enough for me. You do something with talking.
And I told her it's Howard Stern
Even though I knew it's Howard Stern related, you do something with talking.
So what's the problem?
Even though I know you're a singer.
How could you
the
not?
The end.
Why don't you just fess up and just fucking...
No way. Have you met any Middle Eastern person in your life?
Yes,
no
I we don't really get along very well. But still, but you know what? And for all you kids out there. No, I grew up, my dad, you pick yourself up by your boots. You know, you got to get a job. It's all about money. It's about blah, 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 really like fucking, you know. But the more I've just kept doing what I do, and just nobody can ever fuck with you. And my dad, literally, he's like, he's all into it. And again, he's not Middle Eastern. So, you know, sorry for you.
I cannot explain this. The only thing I could say is that when I say this, any Persian who listens, like there, and there's a few of them, they write me and they're like, "We know exactly what right. what you're talking about," and there's no way to explain it for anybody who grew up a different way. It's nutty. The way I grew up is shut your fucking face about anything.
But I guess one day, when you buy one day when you buy them a nice fucking hut made of gold, and they're like, "Wow,
right in Jerusalem.
Wow, how did you do this?" And you're like, "Well, you know." And then maybe they'll understand. You know, yeah, when you do right. something sweet for them, buy them a boat or something.
I think it's all the sick shit.
No.
What would I do with money?
Right.
I'm gonna
right.
you know get, accept the car, accept the house, but you just gotta shake my hand and go, good fucking job.
Yeah.
With the F word, Dad.
Yep.
Mom doesn't have to be around. I heard you curse by accident. Say good fucking job.
Actually, I think that'll work on your parents because your parents are happy for you when you make money.
Right.
My parents and
Casper from Chicago says, "What's the nickname?" I assume they mean the my mom's IM nickname.
No,
you can't just skip over that.
My dad calls me by a nickname. Yeah. None of your business.
She's not fessing.
Do I know it?
No, it's not going to mean anything.
I don't know.
It's in Hebrew. It's like a weird version of a Hebrew word.
Say it.
No.
Interesting. Some things are special to her. Not mine. My mom's AOL IM name is Angel Horse 69. I don't mind saying.
That's great.
She's fun. I don't mind saying. By the way, speaking of perverted IM, the sister of... Remember the Dateline NBC show, The Catch a Predator? And there was a thing recently where all those people were free because actually unconstitutional... Not unconstitutional, but it wasn't necessarily the law what Dateline NBC did.
They interfered, it got these people off.
Right. Sister of a veteran Texas prosecutor... who blew his brains out as he was about to be busted in an underage sex sting set up by Dateline, is slapping NBC with a $100 million suit.
Of course.
And they will win because the other judge set a precedent.
Right.
If it's wrong, it's wrong, and you should win. If it's wrong, it's wrong.
That sucks.
I don't get how it's wrong. You took all the time. You talked to the local sheriff.
It was the FBI.
FBI was in on it.
Right.
It's the FBI's fault. I don't know if it wasn't the FBI that was in on it.
If not, it had to have been. Let's say it was the only local police.
Right.
The law was in on it.
Then they weren't careful.
Right.
That really sucks though, because you have them right there.
Yeah.
As Chris Hansen, the regular guy, like, would you like a cookie? Now, why are you eating cookies? And the rest of the camera crew came up to him. He took a gun and shot himself right in the face.
Wow.
Wow. They're gonna. Oh my god.
Wow.
Jesus.
It angers
me. Is that
you
on YouTube?
You were so, right. You were so happy. You were so happy seeing these scumbags get busted.
Yeah.
It was like a good thing being done and pure entertainment for us and maybe, just maybe, stopped some more people from doing it.
Did the kids see it
and
too?
You're all free.
Did the kids see it?
They use fake it. They use adults. They take every precaution. Right.
Oh, there's no kid there.
they don't really set up a kid to fuck, Brolo.
Never mind, I didn't ask that.
They feed the kid like dirty lines.
Say this. Just go in the kitchen, sit down, have some pizza, and when I say talk, say, yeah, do me! It's so bad.
They tell the kid every sentence should have the word cock in it.
Right, exactly.
They never looked up the law about, like, when do we definitely have him? I'm going to need him to fuck you. Never mind. I'm going to say it anyway. I already started. The dog fucking story.
Yeah.
About the
yesterday's thing.
You heard that? The pit bull fucks a kid.
He really fucked the kid?
Yeah.
Fucked the kid, and I'm getting emails from people that know about this, that when a dog fucks, like, its dick or whatever swells inside another dog.
Oh.
So it swelled inside the kid and couldn't just take it out easily.
Oh.
But it's, when they got it out, they would have torn out the asshole, and it could be stuck in there up to an hour without force.
Now, do you think that later on in life, gay sex isn't going to be as good for this kid, because you know, because he really doesn't know why, but he had the best fucking lay before he could really remember. You know what I mean? Like, he really had it so good that later in life he can't. I mean, like, he's the guy that gets lowered onto the pole who fucks a horse, like, you know, like anything. Wow. Like, oh my god, I just got to get that fucking feeling again, and just can't seem to do it.
Well, what?
I don't think his butt is the same ever. No way.
That's the
no
point.
Way. Yeah. No way.
Yes, it's horrible because he was young.
You know you liked it.
It's a new high for the Keith and the Girl show. Right. Make sure you get a tattoo of us on your...
Oh, forget it.
Wear us proudly. Wear us proudly.
Have you heard from, what's his name, who got the tattoo at all? An email? Anything?
Which one? The .com tattoo? He can't figure it out still.
Still. That was great, man. We were all hanging out, and it's like, I mean, it is lit. And the only reason why I know it's late, because I finally got fucking phone service. Sprint, you suck my dick. The next day when I'm back coming home, and I see a text from Keith, it's like, and it's like 3:02 in the morning. It's like room 9, whatever, tattoos. And I'm thinking, wow, okay, that means I was there at least at 4. So like, whatever.
Even if that's code for something, right, it can't
exactly
be bad.
And I tell you, we had a blast, because this was the best. There was never a cold beer, but Keith would always have a cold beer for me.
Bitch.
Always had a cold beer. It was like he had a hidden stash. And we looked at each other like, oh, there's no more booze. He goes, don't worry. He looks at me and goes, we got vodka. Don't worry.
But then I was partying on other floors, and he figured out that sometimes I kept the secret stash was one beer in the freezer. And every time I ran into him in the dorms, he always had that one beer, whether it was Molson or a Sleeman.
I just asked. La, 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 la. So then they were in there, and it's awesome.
Got a room, and you didn't even use it.
I did not use it. I did not even go in, man. I just dropped my bags after fucking douchebag, idiot, fucking jerk off, and got us into the rooms and all that, and we just hung out and had a great time. And what's the dude's name who got the tattoo?
Rob Dees,
man.
Nuts.
He's sitting there, man. There's like two people before him. Like, there's like a line. You could run out. I mean, how many times have you in your life, you say, yeah, sure, man, I'll do that, right on. And you wonder, like, wow, what am I going to say to get out of this? And then something, you figure out you can say it, and then you leave. He had all the time in the world to do that. And he looks over to his girlfriend, who was a pretty hot, like, Spanish chick, right? I guess. And he grabs her by the hand and goes, yo, baby, this is going to be good for us. This is going to be so good for us. It's going to be good for me. It's going to be good for you. I mean, it's good for them. You know what I mean? Baby, this is going to be great. And she fucking looks up like a fucking Three's Company fucking episode. Remember when they fucking put the camera on Mr. Furley or whatever? Like, or right. Wah. Like, she turned her head to anybody who was looking, but in a Spanish way, which is...
You know what we should have done? We should send him emails, tell him what show to listen to, and do a fake KKK I Hate Rap show.
Oh, my God. And then it's like, you're sitting there. You guys, you cannot fucking believe. You're there. We're drunk. We're having a good time. And then it's like, bzzz, and he's sitting there, and the shit is going on. And you just can't believe. I'm asking everybody. I'm like, hey, does everybody know this guy? What's going on? Like no, bro. I mean, you understand? We just met him Friday in the lobby. He's been hanging out all weekend. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? The funniest part was that the next, I forgot all about it because I was up forever and I was drinking whatever, and I was taking a nap in the van on the way back, and I woke up and I sat there. I was like, this dick got a tattoo. That's great. Like, I'd forgot about it for like at least 8 hours, man. And I just chuckled my fucking ass off.
KeithandTheGirl.com/live. The video is coming any day now.
Yeah, it's all on there too. Yeah.
We're going to put it, well, that's going to be the live show, and then we're going to put a Dodgeball DVD together.
Amazing.
And that's going to be like the biggest fucking deal. That's all I got to say. It's going to be the biggest fucking deal.
Y'all say, coincidentally, 2 days, I think, before Canada, a black guy goes, I'm going to be you have this many tattoos. You have this, people are proud. I'm the first couple to get tattoos.
Right.
Well, I'm the first
girl.
I'm the first couple to get matching tattoos, first this and that. And he's like, I'm going to be the first black person. No.
No, you're not.
Beat ya.
Now you got to get a bigger one.
Maybe you'll be the first black person that knows what it goes to.
The .com is on there. He will not be able to figure it out.
He won't. I mean, it's like, it's insane. Because we're not even in the same country as him.
I didn't get a letter yet.
Yeah. He probably just was like, what the fuck? And his girlfriend's like, I told you.
His girlfriend goes, it's going to be good for you and going to be good for me and going to be good for them. And
Matt wrote us earlier and said, hey, I'm going to put the email addresses of this guy on the forums. Is that okay? And we said, no, I don't think it's a good idea. Well, Matt was so excited to do it. He goes, well, I'm going to do it. And he's like, well, we don't want you to do it. How about I'm going to do it and then you get rid of it if you don't want it. Okay, that's
which part of don't do it? Okay.
So he put. I wait till he puts on and I take it right off. But what's going to happen? You know, no. You have to know you want to write.
Absolutely.
To write. We don't just play rap all day long.
Absolutely. Just one day, man, he's going to be sitting there doing
this. You have to want it. Don't do it as a favor to listeners. Do it for you.
I just can't wait for the day that he realizes that he really does have your address.
He'll be,
could be a week, right?
Maybe he'll be dead by then.
Yeah, he's right.
Such a crazy nut.
He was marrying that girl. He got engaged to that girl. Knew her for 4 days. Meanwhile, was doing pussy control over the phone to another girl.
That's right. He was doing that. Right?
And how does that feel when Larry and Brother Love can't find a steady? And this guy's got at least one that's fucking smoking. And you assume the other one's smoking too.
That's why she didn't say anything about getting
in the country, though.
That's why she didn't say anything about the tattoo. She's like, all right, fuck her, go fuck that bitch. Right. Yeah, and I love that tattoo. Go ahead. Enjoy yourself. It looks great, honey. You look hot with that fucking green on your black skin. Yeah.
By the way, I know the show and I'm calling in tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm going to fuck them all.
So brotherloverocks.com, check it out. Drop him an email. You can throw him a bone. He kisses chicks and stuff.
We're still trying to raise money for the Canada trip. So please,
us
join. Join the fan club. You get the new CD signed. You get the poster. You get the stickers. So please do that. Brotherloverocks.com. Also, when you go to brotherloverocks.com, we have the store. You can buy t-shirts and hats and all kinds of cool stuff. I've been learning from the Keith and the Girl template, and it's working out just fine. We also have a gig this Sunday at the Bag It In.
Get out.
82 West 3rd Street. I might convince Chemda to come up and sing Summertime again.
Oh, shit. Oh. Hey, the Bag It In is where Keith's first DVD was taped.
That's right. We're going on at 8:30 on Sunday night, this Sunday, if you're in New York. Come on.
Your two CDs are still very, very excellent. I love them both.
Thank you.
It's not a juke.
Thank you very much. Did you say juke? That's funny.
That's the joke. Thank you so much, dude.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Guys, right? You like video games, fellas? Man, I can play that for like 18 hours a day. Man, come on! Get the button. Stack. Girls hate video games. You're such an asshole. Why do you play stupid fucking video games? You're so stupid. Why don't you do something with your life? Okay, fucking lesbian, relax.
That's not true. That's not true. I have a dick right here to prove that. I play Sony PlayStation every day, Madden Football.
Girls do that, man. I hate playing girls in video games. I fucking hate it. Because they just hit one button 80,000 times, and they win every friggin' time. Oh, see, they're like, nah! You're like, what are you doing? You're going to have technique, bitch. What is that? That isn't my technique. No! You can't just kick me in the shin 85 times. I'm flipping and shit. I'm flipping and kicking and punching. Play me again. Now, fuck! I hate you! Don't ever touch my game again. It's a stupid game anyways. And I'm the champion.
That's how we're competitive, man. Guys, we compete about everything. We can't have, like, you can't tie if you're a guy. You know, one guy wins, I win. You suck. Play again. I win. Now you suck, bitch. Championship. Come on. I win. Your whole family sucks. Champion. Girls are like, you know, one girl wins, I win, yay! The other girl wins, I win, we're winners, la la la! La la la! The winners are here! Everybody wins!